Casual podcast today. Just casual. Cheeto Finger podcast from me, Grant, and Kevin. Weird that you don't hear the music right now, isn't it? We are going to get to the lead up, the little intro, the hype in a second. But I wanted to take a quick minute to just talk about the Hawks winning the championship this past weekend. The following podcast, what you're going to hear once we get past the intro music here, is something that was actually recorded a week ago, three, 4 days prior to the ladies winning the championship in Minneapolis, something that I actually got to go to. My wife and I decided to take a little one day trip up and back to Minnesota, hit the Target Center. Nice arena. Great spot to have the women's championship. Iowa fans were crazy. They showed out huge, big time. Caitlin talked about, I think it was on senior day, what the Iowa fan base, you know, obviously the Iowa women are doing, they're the product, right? But the fans matter, and the fans buying into the team matters, and selling out Carver matters, and traveling to Minneapolis matters. And it was crazy to see that in full effect. That is probably the only time that I am going to get to see Caitlin play in person and this Hawkeye team play in person. Sort of an opportunity came up, and I was like, dang, seems like a mistake if Caitlin Clark, the best player, best athlete potentially in Iowa sports history, is, you know, her career is coming to a close, and I don't make an effort to go see her at least once. So we went and did that. Thought I jinxed her. Thought I was the problem. She had like 4 points as we neared halftime, and she's only scored under 10 in one game in her entire career, over 130 games. And I thought, oh my God, I came to the championship, the conference championship game. This is the one game I'll ever see of Caitlin Clark, and she's going to drop 7 points, and they're going to lose a Big Ten champion. Like, how is this the one day that I chose to come? But we got it together. We didn't. She did. 30-point second half. Most outstanding player of the tournament, finished with 34, a couple massive shots down the stretch, shots that just nobody else would take, some crazy stuff, and obviously other teammates came up big. Sydney Fulter is potentially, you know, she made the all-tournament team as well. She potentially is a star to watch, who could break out next year. She's gotten 3 starts since Molly Davis went down, and obviously you don't want that to happen in place of somebody else's injury. You don't want to have someone get hurt to see someone rise like this, but stepping up, next man in, next woman in on the occasion. And I think she averaged like, I don't know, like 12 or 14 points over the course of her 3 starts in the tournament. And more than that, she plays with that same sort of fire that Gabby plays with. And those two together play great defense. They're up and down the court. They have energy. Crazy stuff to watch. So again, what you're about to hear is, we didn't have any conversation in this because it was before the tournament, but we did talk about Caitlin Clark and the Hawks, and we sort of talked about the news that she'll be moving on. Obviously, that broke a couple weeks ago. The news that the networks were trying to pull together a deal to give her, literally the television networks were going to give a singular athlete, or at least think about giving a singular athlete an NIL deal, millions of dollars most likely, to stay because of what she's doing for the television ratings. And that's, maybe we didn't even talk about that enough in this episode, but otherwise we kind of BS around. We talk a little bit about Kevin's bachelor party in Vegas, and I think it's good banter. It's not just like, oh, I don't want to hear about this. I think we made it actually a pretty entertaining conversation. It was Grant's birthday when we recorded this, so Grant's pretty heavily involved in this episode as well. But yeah, pretty exciting. Obviously, congrats to the Hawks for winning the championship. Very, very fun times ahead here as the NCAA tournament nears. Obviously, Ohio State lost this past weekend, which is how Nebraska, at least in part, found their way to the championship. So that allowed Iowa to sort of jump back up into that one line, and I think I just saw before recording this little intro that someone had them as the potential number 2 seed overall behind South Carolina, who they escaped Tennessee narrowly, and then had a kerfuffle with Angel Reese and LSU. Some drama happened there in that conference tournament over the weekend, so all storylines and drama building for this March month and tournament, and it should be as exciting as ever. So listen in, have a little fun, enjoy this very, very casual, relaxed, laid back episode of me, Grant, and Kevin just talking shop, and let's have a freaking day. Let's go.
Then I have no dollars.
You're going to get, yeah. Okay. Welcome to the episode, Wash Up Walk-Ons. Glad you're here with us on today's Grant's birthday, March the 6th. But yeah. you're hearing this probably 7 or 8 days later because we're a little bit ahead, but that's all right. We'll talk about some general things that have happened in the Iowa world, or I guess anything that is relevant. Could have like a 30-minute episode tonight. It's all good. Kevin's wearing the construction hoodie tonight.
No, we're rocking the Wilson Landscaping tonight.
Is that Yonker?
That's my buddy Yonker's company. Yep.
Now let's get into this for a second here. Yonker ready to absolutely go off, as they say, in a few months in Vegas.
The guy doesn't know any other way. So yeah.
And now there's private chats being had on the thing. Love to see it. Kev, Vegas looking, it's going to be nice. Are you excited about your bachelor party?
Yeah, I think we're going to do it very, very well.
We got the itinerary this past weekend.
We got a good plan in place, and we just need to go out there and execute, you know?
Do you want to share the itinerary for?
We've done our due diligence. We've done the game tape. We've done the prep work. We just need a few hard training months here and go out and perform like we know we can. I think we got a good roster, a good group of guys, and there's no reason that we can't go out there and get a win.
It's tough to get a win in Sin City.
Tough, but you know we got a tough group of guys, so I feel confident about it.
You have a couple of liabilities out on the field potential.
There's more than a couple. Every team has its strengths and its weaknesses. We're no different. We just got to play to our strengths and try to cover up our weaknesses as best we can.
How do you feel about me pulling a pretty douche move and not golfing with the group on Friday morning and instead running 10 miles in Vegas?
You know, like I said, golfing was a very optional event, because golfing is absurdly expensive out there.
Especially out there. It's absurd. I feel personally, and that's because I don't enjoy the game of golf like most middle-aged men do, but I feel like it's absurdly expensive anyway. And then you go and, dude, So you guys started talking about where you're going. I was like, okay, I'm not going to go, but I'd like to see where they're going. I want to see what they're getting to experience. Beautiful course. Not going to dox the I was about to say the wedding party, the bachelor party. Leave some to be desired here, but bro, not cheap.
No, it's one of the nicest public courses in the country. So, but yeah, I was never going to make anybody do that. And of course, golf's not your thing. So I'm like, yeah, whatever. I only made two events mandatory. You got to be there on dinner Friday night. And you got to be there at the stadium swim for the Derby day.
That's going to be sick.
I hope so.
Dude, Lauren jokingly said something like, you should, and I guess I'll divulge the information. We were watching Vanderpump Rules together. It's my guilty pleasure reality TV show that I enjoy. And I watch with my wife and we play along and just watch the smut. There's a guy on there. They went to Lake Tahoe and there was a guy on there who was in like a nice banana hammock Speedo. And she's like, you should buy one of those. You should buy one of those and wear it out to Vegas.
And I encourage it.
And I was like, you know, babe, that's you might have just screwed up there. You might have just messed up because I will show up, and I will show up in pictures all over the internet from this bachelor party in a obnoxious looking Speedo at Stadium Swim, and I will be in it all day.
And I would encourage it. I think that would really throw our opponent off guard, and I think
they'd be distracted. That's like pre-snap motion right there.
Pre-snap motion with a couple shifts in between there too. Also, something they've probably never seen before. Yeah, they probably have seen it. They probably have seen it. You know,
they've definitely seen it.
The real question is, can we get you to drink more than two alcoholic beverages on that day?
On Saturday at Stadium Swim, all day long, the line is set at, I think 2.5 is a good line.
What's the line for you? We're going to make the over happen. The over for me?
15, 16?
That's low.
It's low.
It's not all you can drink, is it? I mean, at some point, this is a financial decision as well.
Let me tell you, financial considerations going on this week.
Okay. If you would see the itinerary on this thing, and I'm not going to give details here. I don't think financials are being taken into consideration at all.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I think that's smart. You know, bachelor party and in Vegas, money doesn't exist that weekend. I think that's smart.
It apparently does not with the itinerary.
It's all Monopoly money when you're out there. But no, I would definitely take the over on that. You know, there was
Who do you think is the biggest drinker in the group? Is it you? Like on a in the element, right? Like it's in this type of situation. It's a bachelor party, especially it's yours. Is there a bigger drinker than you in this situation, or are you the guy here?
Are you saying just because it's my bachelor party, am I going to be the biggest drinker?
On any given Saturday,
who is the biggest drinker in the group?
That's what I'm asking. That's the latter.
No,
You don't have to name names if you don't want to, but I just wanted to know if it was you or not.
I don't think it's in 2024. I don't think it's me. No.
Okay. Could have been you at one point though.
I don't think so because I've come down a little bit, but I feel like everyone else has come down quite a bit. I'm not number one. I know that.
Okay. Okay. What is the odds? This is fun. We could put odds on your entire bachelor party weekend.
For sure. For sure.
What are the odds that someone will vomiting odds for this trip? How sick is there going to be some real sickness liability?
Oh, it's -2,000.
Oh my God. So this is really and I know this is what everybody wanted to hear about tonight, but this really is how slow the night's going to go. We're going to talk about Caitlin Clark a little bit. She's broken some other records since we have last, I think, mentioned her. The combine was going down, and maybe we'll talk about the combine a little bit too. But this is fun. This is fun talk for me. So Kev, obviously, you know me. I don't this is the second bachelor party that I'll have ever been to.
Not including your own.
Not including my own. Hmm. And the other one was Gimbel's, and like we went to the local town bar, and it was like fun. You know, I had a couple shots, but like it was in no way, shape, or form like a Vegas size deal.
It's going to be a little different, yeah.
And there was no like Stadium Swim. There was no like big time golf. It was like, you know, we went disc golfing, which was fun.
And I'm never one to judge how another man wants to spend his weekend.
Right. And I'm not.
I know you guys are big into your disc golf.
Love the disc golf. Maybe someday, speaking of golf events, we could put together a little disc golf event. A little informal disc golf event. That would be fun for the walk-ons. This is all to say that I don't really get it myself into these situations, Kevin. So I'm out of my element, and the party itself, just the group of guys that are going, it's going to be an entertainment for me to watch the rest of you. Like, I am excited just for that.
Yeah. No, it's like I said, I think we got a solid roster. We just got to highlight our attributes there and, you know, role players such as yourself just kind of maybe have to stay out of the way. Just do your job, you know. Yep. Don't try to do too much.
There's no reason for the ball to be in my hands much at all.
No, we don't want the ball in your hands, really. No. We just, when the ball comes to you, we need you to make the play, but we don't need you trying to.
Very similar to how my role was on the Hawks, actually. You know, I might get six plays a game, and it's important when I get those opportunities, right? And I'll make the most of it. And I'll just go, I'll fly silent in the night. No one will really notice me, and it'll be a good time. And I'll play the role. I'll be honest.
I'm surprised by how many dudes have never actually like done a Vegas weekend in that group though.
Really?
It's just because I'm fucked up and I've been there like 8 times and I'm 29 years old.
I'd say that's probably not abnormal for someone 29 likes to.
But so you say you've never been, right?
Never been.
Josie's been, but he's never like been there for a week. Played the Raiders.
Oh yeah, that don't count.
My brother-in-law's never been. Trying to think who else. Someone else said like they've never done like a real Bo. Maybe I don't think. Bo's like maybe never done
that. That sounds right. I don't know if Bo's been. How many guys? 12 or 13? It's a pretty big squad.
I think 12. I think
so. I got the. I will say this. I'm very excited for dinner on Friday. Very excited.
Yeah, that honestly might be my what I'm most excited about.
Could be the highlight of the weekend. And I'm excited to play.
You know what? Honestly, I'm a little bit jealous of you for going on that run that morning. You're going to have quite the appetite worked up. Like,
You're going to burn some calories on the golf course, though.
I'm going to burn a lot of calories. I'm going to sweat a lot, too.
Yeah.
I want to be really hungry going in that dinner.
Oh, yeah.
And I just want to be able to take full advantage because it's
going to be a pretty liquid diet on that Friday before that meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Keep it light. You're right. I am going to earn. I'm going to be deep in. I'll have less than a month out.
Where are you running? Are you running outside or are you running just at the line of treadmill?
I plan to wake up around the time you guys leave and kind of run when it's cooler out. It's watch a 10 mile.
Watch out for the crackheads.
There's some crackheads out there, huh?
There's a couple. It's not terrible, but
shouldn't be at 7:30 in the morning, right?
They hide in the tunnels anyway.
Where do you think they sleep, brother?
Are they do crackheads wake up early? Or are they sleeping at that time? What do you think?
Just kind of random. I mean,
hard to imagine they have a good sleep regimen.
Yeah, it can't be too consistent.
They got their whoops on. They're making sure they get 100% recovery.
Vegas isn't tent city, but you will see them on the trip.
Sure. I think I'll be okay. You know, I can fend for myself. Ideally, I'm not the guy that people running down the street would choose to mess with, but who knows. It is a 10 miler that day. We will be, we're 10 weeks deep into a 14 week prep at that point. And so I'm like basically in peak mileage that week. So we got a solid 10 on that Friday. So that's a good hour and a half, probably at zone two pace.
Yeah. I mean, the thing that's if you get up early and do it, it's really not that hot.
Yeah,
until the sun gets up,
It's really interesting in the desert how actually like nice and cool it gets at night, and then the drastic difference
in the morning. But yeah, it shouldn't be that bad that time of year.
Yeah, but well, I'd like you guys to all come back in one piece from the golf course as well.
Well, that's also strategic, man. And like we're 29, we're not 23 anymore, so. That's it's not in the itinerary, but it's kind of there's nap time built in there.
Oh, no, it certainly was in the itinerary. It said recover on the itinerary.
It said recover, didn't say nap, but
29-year-old needs a nap.
29-year-old needs a nap after a few pops and 4 hours on the golf course, man.
I'll tell you this, and Grant, this is relevant to you because again, we're recording on your birthday. Happy birthday, by the way, man.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Any I'm gifts trying to that you've send gotten?
$21, but he won't tell me how.
I'll give it to you. I'll text you. I'll say this as you get older, your ability to go at the same level, at the same intensity, I think at least in working out stays the same for longer than you think. It's the ability to do it day after day. It's that repeatability factor. In my own training, It's really a story of we've got one what you'd call like high day, and then the other days are kind of low. You kind of come in and you get your low intensity work in, your you know, some plot, you know, some low end plyos, you know, you have the power day and then you have sort of a base building day. And that's how I see it probably for drinking as well. Like you can go hard one night, but it's not a Thursday, Friday, Saturday thing. Like it was
no,
in college.
No. Those, I mean, I've been to a few of those bachelor parties where it was a Thursday night and all day Friday and all day Saturday. And, you know,
By Sunday.
Building out. I mean, back in the day, like you were hurting on Sunday, but you know,
you could rally.
We could really go back then. All right.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Yeah. You know,
back in 17. Okay.
Yeah. We got the numbers from the GPS. Now we know we can't perform at that level anymore. Okay. We see the data. It's coming.
We're gonna be smart about this. Okay.
All right, we're going to be smart. We're going to take care of you guys. Okay. But when we need to go, we got to go. Okay. We got to get our work in when it's time to get our work in. We're going to take care of you. So yeah,
I do think this group has the ability to really go. I think we can be humming on that Saturday.
And that's kind of what we're kind of building towards, right?
Yeah.
Right. So it's a good, we're gonna have a low key Thursday.
Yeah.
We're gonna have a primer session on Friday morning. Mm. Little recovery session, big recovery session Friday night.
Yeah.
Big refuel. And then on Saturday, we got to be humming.
Got to be humming on Saturday. Over under on the amount of just irresponsible bets that are made on Saturday. It's going to be so many, dude.
So I actually don't plan on gambling a whole lot outside of Saturday. And on Saturday, I want to bet on everything.
Everything. Yeah. Everything that's happening in the world.
I'm going to bet on probably like, when we first put our order in with the waitress, how long it takes her to get back.
Yeah.
I want to bet on everything that day.
Should I bring a notebook? We'll get some side bets going within the group. We can start our own.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good idea. I'm excited about it. We're having fun with it right now, talking about it, but legitimately I probably think about it 5 out of 7 days a week, at least.
It's your Roman Empire.
Oh yeah. Right now it is for sure. Like I'm so excited. I'm so excited.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you're excited. I hope everyone else is just as excited because it should be a good time.
It will
be. I think this is, you know, Drake, God knows if he ever gets married or not, but this might big be the last batch in the group, man. So we gotta do it right.
There's odds that it is. Yeah. I don't see. Well, I don't know if Drake gets married. I really don't.
All my close high school and home friends, they're all married too. So like this very well may be the last bachelor party I go on.
Yeah, I've got one more plus my brothers. So I guess I probably have three more legitimate ones.
Yeah.
Grant, you're 22 now.
Yep.
Just about this time last year, you were getting your feet wet. You're a couple months into working with the walk-ons at that point.
Just about, yeah.
And you're just so much more comfortable this year. Really become part of the show. No longer student intern, dubbed by me. You're now the official producer of the show. I'm just giving you that title.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Comes with no raise, no money, and no extra responsibility. So congratulations.
Wow.
You can take that title to the bank, though. I mean, not the...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No.
And I will say this, the numbers have showed it. We just talked about numbers. Kevin just talked about how we got a good squad. I mean, we got a good squad here at the walk-ons too. Liability in Drake, but I think the other three of us are pretty solid. And Grant has been pulling his weight lately. The TikTok and the Instagram going absolutely berserk recently.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. TikTok, we're on,
we're on the Chinese app.
Oh, yeah. The Chinese love us. We're huge in China.
It's a big part of our listenerships in Beijing. So
yeah.
All right.
Walk-ons have a ton of strong business partnerships in a lot of the Chinese cities.
Like John Cena. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ever see that South Park episode where it's like they're trying to sell like a music video in China?
No.
Oh, I don't remember that one.
Oh, well. It's a good one. Go.
I'll go look it up after this. Anyway, the one of the Dallas clips is I saw had like 60 or 70,000 views today, and you just put it up. The Instagram has blown up. I mean, we just crossed 4,000 recently, and we're at like 4,700. We're on the rise to 5K on the Insta. So love that. YouTube's been doing better than ever. It's a good time to be part of the walk-on army. It really is. We're glad to have you, Grant, and we're glad that you made it to another year, 22.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, no, I'm happy to be here.
Is this your Taylor Swift year, 22?
Folklore? Oh, wait. 22.
Doesn't she have something like with 22 or something?
She does. Yeah, I was joking. But I guess. I don't know. It's also I'm trying to think of a different 22. It's not going to mind, though.
Are there any other good 22s in sports? I mean, next year's your Jordan year. That's huge. Right.
I don't know. There's 22 is a big lacrosse number if you're familiar. But
is it?
It is. Yeah.
It's my freshman basketball number University. As well.
Oh, well, it's the Kluver freshman basketball team year. Did you put up a lot of numbers?
Hopefully
come in for a good year.
Hell of a year.
A lot of double doubles. Smart
play. I was a stud freshman year.
Setting hard screens, maybe.
That was so many. Yeah, so many. I got a lot of fouls.
What's the move tonight, Grantley? Are you going to Spoko get your pitchers or what?
I don't know. I mean,
you have a week, right? Is that still the rule? You have a week within your birthday to get your pitchers?
I'm not sure. Every time I've gone, it's just been on the day. So I'm not exactly sure.
So you're going tonight?
So he's going tonight.
It's a post-pod pitcher night.
I might. I don't know. Also, part of me just wants to get like Culver's and watch Curb Your Enthusiasm in my room. But
absolutely.
I don't know.
Unbelievable.
Which Culver's? Do you go to the one on the south side?
I go to the one like right off of Riverside, if that's what you're referring to.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Right over there. Okay. That kind of sounded good as well. So maybe we'll see.
Dude, Culver's rocks, man.
Yeah,
it's had it on
Culver's somewhere. Rocks, but Barstool Iowa put out a tweet
getting
Portillo's to come to Iowa City.
Saw
and
that.
I've been saying it for years, man. It would crush. There's so many Chicago kids here that would just mainline Portillo's.
I've still never
right to the bloodstream. But you know what else? I saw a tweet that the old Cap's getting a raise in Canes.
Yeah. It's going right where the Freddy's used to be. Or Freddy's is apparently new as well. I didn't know there was a
So the Freddy's and the old Cap's been there for years now.
Well, I mean, it's like it got there after you guys graduated, right?
Yeah.
So it's, I mean, I think 2021 was the first year it was there. It could be
so wait, Freddy's is leaving and they're getting Raising Cane's in that location?
Raising Cane's right there.
There's a Freddy's off of right by the Vine, too.
Yeah, there's one over there.
There's a couple of Freddy's.
There's
a Raising Cane's over in Corville now, too. So what? But I do enjoy a good Raising Cane's. Is it George who's a big Raising Cane's fan? Is that his thing?
No, I believe he's a panda guy.
Well, he's a panda guy, but he also had like some special Raising Cane's order too, I think.
Probably. Yeah. Wouldn't
tell. Oh, you know what? Yeah. He said, instead of coleslaw, you ask for another piece of bread and you make a sandwich out of it.
Is the move. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The move. Yeah.
You make like, it's almost like a little hot dog in a way.
Yeah. You tell him to,
Is a hot dog a sandwich, Grant?
It's actually a pastry. I'm glad you asked. I wrote a paper on this. It technically falls into the category of pastry.
Is that because it's a...
Did you actually write a paper on this?
No.
I wouldn't put it. I have no idea what they teach in school.
It wouldn't have surprised me.
It wouldn't have surprised me.
Yeah, it's my college thesis is a hot dog a sandwich.
No, like there was actually like a high school paper is like, write a persuasive essay on a topic of your choosing. I can totally see you writing that hot dog is a pastry.
I think I did. I think I did like Rob Manfred should be fired as baseball commissioner. Was
that's sophomore. So you. That's so you, dude. That's unbelievable.
I had to present it to just a class that was so unamused. They were just not interested at
Is
all.
Is there a lot of Rockies love in Denver?
The Rockies? Oh, yeah. No, yeah. they were into it. This was at Iowa, though, so they were.
Oh, okay.
They're not thrilled.
Really don't care. Yeah.
I took a speaking and reading class freshman year at Iowa, and we had to do like a, I don't know if it was called a persuasive speech, but it was somewhere along
that
line.
Yeah, this is the exact same thing.
Yeah. I had to do I don't remember what my topic was, but I don't think I persuaded anybody on anything.
Yeah. If I could persuade you, though, going to the food thing, what if we just saved a small portion of the Patreon money each month until we can afford to buy Chick-fil-A in Iowa City and all become billionaires?
Like open up a franchise?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Fun fact, costs you $0 to open up a Chick-fil-A franchise.
Even better.
They cover all the startup costs. There's like a lottery system to get chosen as a franchise.
I was going
to
say, I think it's not that easy though. Like you have to literally like apply and
also they, I've read a whole article about this because like, It's a tier one fast food restaurant, right? And they print money.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of demand to be a franchisee. Sure.
Right.
So there's like a lottery system and they want you to be like, you are managing. Like that is your job is to work at that.
Yeah. That's going to be an issue for me. Yeah.
You can't podcast from the Chick-fil-A?
Well, then that would be revolutionary. imagine the first Chick-fil-A where we just in the back room, like the office is just a podcast studio. And like,
you know, if we got if the washed up walk-ons opened up a Chick-fil-A and Drake was in there working, Chick-fil-A would get 10 complaints on the first day and come shut the whole thing down.
Dude, if someone had any problem,
4 hours Drake of operation,
he'd be jumping the counter, punching people. I can just imagine we're trying to record a podcast.
I'm sorry, you're too stupid to understand. You ordered number four and not a crispy chicken.
Dude, we're just in the back trying to talk about like the game, like the middle of the season. Yeah, man. Like Katie just, he threw it a little bit off. Hey boss, where's the extra Chick-fil-A sauce? It's around the corner, Jimmy. Yep. Anyway, I don't know what Tim Lester was doing on that call. Like, just imagine. Like, we're just the most dynamic business there ever was.
Well, then too, it'd be the walk on live. You can come see it. It's the in-house entertainment.
Oh, yeah. And then it's a double thing because you come see us and we get your business as a Chick-fil-A customer. It's a two for one. Man, this is really turning into more of a better idea than I thought.
Yeah, it's just really a shame that the one in Corval is like in the mall. It doesn't have like a drive-through or nothing.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyway, that's exciting news. Other things popping up in Iowa City. Caitlin Clark owns the town. They're just putting up building-sized posters of Caitlin.
Yeah, this is like second grade where like if you write your name on something, it's yours. And apparently she owns like the Edge and the downtown parking garage and Yeah, so she's now officially the mayor. I think that's how our city's charter works. So I think she is now the mayor of Iowa City.
That makes sense.
And since Iowa City used to be the capital of Iowa, I think she's also the governor too. So, and since Iowa is the first to vote for president, she's probably also the president now too.
Yeah, it feels like it.
And since America is the most powerful country in the world, so now she's just the ruler of the world.
If Caitlin ran against Governor Reynolds, is that who it is?
Yeah, yep. That is the governor. Yeah,
I almost said Branstad.
Used to be the governor, long time ago.
Do you think Caitlin would win? She'd get votes. I mean, I would.
The debate would be awesome where her response to every question is just, well, I shoot three pointers. What do you do?
what if it was Jack Campbell?
Here's the crazy thing is I think that she could give zero political speeches.
Right.
Not take a stance on any single issue and probably still get at least 10% of the vote.
I think she'd get 10%, man. Maybe I'm delusional for thinking, but I legitimately think like...
You know, actually... Well, is this like in a primary setting or is this in the general election? Because half the people are going to vote against the sitting governor anyway.
You're right.
So is that 10% enough to push her over the edge? That's the real question.
That's what I'm saying. It's like if she's – what is – I think Reynolds is a Republican. So if Caitlin just designated herself – I don't know if she's Republican or Democrat, but she designated herself a Democrat, she probably wins the goddamn thing.
Don't give anyone any ideas.
And then eventually,
political ads too.
Eventually, it's Jack Campbell, Caitlin Clark on the ticket in like, 2040.
It is 2024.
2040.
Oh, 2040. Oh, okay.
And there are president, vice president. I would feel more comfortable in that world than I do now.
We got to reach back out to Jack and see if his gubernatorial dreams are still on the table.
Yeah, we can. I'm sure he'd come back on. But how about that, man? Like, can you imagine, Kev, like Josie get – like they put him up on Kinnick, right? They put Werfs on Kinnick. But that's like the stadium they played in and it's like
– Yeah, it's like university and there's always been posters of someone on those four corners, right?
Yeah. But like over the entire parking garage, dude. And it's not even the university doing it. That's Nike. That's Nike
in Iowa City property.
I mean, what is going on?
It was awesome too how they kind of connected them together.
Oh, so sick. And then the whole thing is like this was never a long shot, and it's literally like the poster to poster is like, I don't know, an entire city block.
Yeah.
She I don't think we've talked about it since it's happened, but she did declare for the WNBA, so she will not be
I think it's the right move.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's interesting today is I saw that the networks had some initial talks about actually combining to put a NIL deal together for her. Did you see
just,
that at all?
Keep her in college, keep the network ratings high.
Fox and CBS and all these places, as I guess it happened like within the last month, and then her decision kind of nixed it because they just weren't far enough along in the talks and the ideas. But like, yeah, the networks legitimately thought and started talking like, hey, do you guys want to put together a little package here for Caitlin because of what she's doing numby-wise? Because as many numbies as we do here at the Washed Up Walk-Ons, God damn, does Caitlin do numbies. Nobody does numbies like Caitlin. Iowa women's basketball holds the, I just saw this graphic the other day, holds the top watched women's basketball game on six different networks or something like that. And maybe it's just like the top basketball.
Of all time or just this year?
All time. Top women's basketball game rating of all time on six different networks. The Hawks. Damn. It's been a Hawks game every single time because they're coming to see Caitlin. It's like Peacock, CBS, Fox. Like it was nuts.
I wonder if the networks are going to try to. Yeah, they're probably locked into long term deals. But I was going to say if you know, with her moving to WNBA and anticipating her growing that sport like she has women's college basketball, if they're gonna pay a higher premium for WNBA coverage.
Well, yeah, right. Like how many Fever, because she's gonna get drafted first, so she's going to the Fever, which I think
is cool. See that they tweeted out like right after she announced
they're so stoked over there. Their social media department like has tripled the output of their content in the last 3 weeks since they figured this out, because they get Caitlin Clark, dude. They just walked into They also got Aaliyah Boston first last year. And I could be mistaken on this, but I thought I saw somewhere that she was like rookie of the year last year in the league. Now I'm pretty sure the team's still dog shit.
Yeah. I mean, you gotta be pretty dog shit to get back to back number one.
Yeah. You gotta be bad.
You know, you get two rookie of the years in a row, you know, and then
you start to build something.
Yeah. Two damn good basketball players can really change a franchise.
Well, and not only that, but Aaliyah Boston's a post and Caitlin's a guard. So now you've got something on the inside, something on the outside. It's going to be, I'm very interested to see how Caitlin's game transfers to the WNBA. I will be watching. Like I'm certainly going to watch. I will watch Indiana Fever games occasionally because
I mean, I don't see how just nailing threes from anywhere on the court doesn't transfer.
Right?
Like I think you can see how bigs can be really good in college, both men's and women's. And
yeah.
Not completely transfer over to the NBA.
Different
WNBA.
Game. Different game. But,
I mean, shooting.
Curry's proven that.
Yeah, no shit.
So
you going to get a jersey?
Come on, Grant. You know better, bud.
Well, whoa. Going back to that, you guys' hot take on that. You were talking about another man's name on the back.
Oh, interesting point, Kevin. Interesting. Oh.
Does that
you think I'm gonna wear a woman's name on my
does Kluver support women? Yes or no?
Answer's clearly no. Sexist. You know what? That's a funny thing. Maybe I would be more inclined to wear a Clark jersey than like a McNamara jersey or something like that. I don't know.
Where do you draw the line? Because like I see the 22 her
sweatshirts, the Marshall sweatshirts,
shirts all over the place.
Yeah,
but it doesn't have her name on it. Do you draw the line there?
Yeah, interesting question. You're just talking about me personally, like as far as
Drake's not here to answer it. So
as far as merchandise goes, you're saying. I don't know.
Like, your guys' thing is like wearing another dude's jersey is weird.
I don't. That's interesting. I don't really know. My initial thought was just sort of considering jerseys.
So if it's not actually a jersey, it's not weird. If it's a t-shirt of a jersey.
That's even worse. I'd rather wear a jersey. Like it's like, okay, we'll just.
Oh, you know, like it's like a fake jersey.
You don't like the jersey?
The jersey. How many jerseys do you have, Grant?
Two.
Okay. I'm trying to think right now about how many pieces of clothing I have that that are based on somebody else's name or image or likeness? And the answer is currently, I think maybe technically you could say one.
The Jack Campbell, the Campbell Inger shirts count.
True. True. So I have one.
Or the, or the, and the G-Bone shirt. It's my face. So how does it not count?
It counts.
I don't. Did I get one with your face on it, dude? I think.
Oh, no.
I don't think. I don't know if like.
Oh, that's heartbreaking.
Oh no.
It's. I well, here's the deal.
His birthday. At least lie to the man.
I have three with your face on it.
There you go.
And it's actually one of them just hangs in my the master bedroom.
I don't know if I need to hear that.
No, I don't know. I don't know, Kev. I did think that the Nike shirt that they came out with that was just like the simple Nike swoosh, and it said, "You break it, you own it."
That did you awesome. See
that? That was a sick shirt.
The white one that they just came out with, where it's like her shooting.
Yeah.
Now, if you go to, I went to Scheels yesterday, and the Iowa section over there, it's like it's a whiteout of just that shirt.
That's a cool. It's a cool shirt. It's a cool shirt. I just don't, you know, like I just don't wear those. I don't know. Nothing against it for other people's decisions, other people's preferences. It's just a personal thing, my own insecurities. But how hard would it have been if the networks would have come to her and been like, hey, $5 million
for you.
$5 million. They would have had to come up with more than a milli. Dude, her NIL valuation just came out from like On3 or whatever. I don't know. It's like a, website that does college sports stuff. And they estimate like 3.1 million per year is her NIL value.
Yeah, but that's NIL value that can continue on to the WNBA. This would be a, hey, it's $1 million to stay.
Yeah. For a year. For 1 year. Yeah.
Yeah, for 1 year.
Yeah. And I don't know.
If you got $3 million, I don't care. $1 million is still $1 million.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I'm telling you, like, she's got good for her to be in that position because, wow. I mean, unbelievable. So, who knows? I think it's cool that she's going
to Vegas, man.
Should we get Caitlin to come to the bachelor party?
Yeah, absolutely.
Sweet. Just make some outrageous bets with her money. Well, hopefully we can get her to come on the podcast.
Season will be over by then, right?
Yes, by the time you're. I like her going to Indiana. It's like very Iowa-ish, you know? It's not like a big.
Yeah, just the other side of Illinois.
Yeah, it's not a big market. It's not LA. It's not like, you know, she can still be like a Midwestern, like the people can buy in super heavy. They don't have like, you know, a million different things to worry about. It's like, no, like dude, McAfee's talked about her on the show like daily for the last 3 weeks. Like they're all in on Caitlin Clark. It's so sick.
Why wouldn't you be, right?
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. I also feel like it's just a good landing spot for. It's hard to get in trouble in Indianapolis. Not unless you're Pat, not insinuating any way, shape, or form.
Good,
but like 23-year-olds can do a lot of dumb stuff in New York and LA. Just like Indianapolis, like it's a little bit more low key of a town. You know, it's going to be hard to find the wrong crowd to hang out with in Indianapolis.
Kev, let's roll back the clock and let's say that you and I. Circa 2016, 2017, our pizza reviews just take off, right? NIL's a thing. So, I mean, we just, you know, pizza places all over the place are just like, hey, we want to put you in a Domino's commercial. We want to put you in a, you know, whatever. We get big deals. Now, all of a sudden, you and I have a combined, it's a duo. It's a partner thing. Package deal. But like, we've all of a sudden, we've got $3 million. Right. What are the odds we get in trouble with that?
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Yeah. Something at least a little. We would have ridden the line a little bit.
Brother, we were making nothing and we almost got in trouble quite a bit of times too.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. You look at it that way and you're like, damn, I think Caitlin might be like the person for this to have had happen to because she seems just so responsible. Like, I just care about ball, you know?
I don't know. It's also possible that $3 million straightens you out. It's like, I got a lot to lose right now, so I'll probably stay on the straight and narrow. But yeah, when you're 22 and you don't have a whole lot of money and it's like, hey, do some dumb stuff, but also, I don't think the money makes a difference. Probably just the person.
You're probably right. I think it's one of those things where it just exposes you to the more of the more extreme.
Who you are. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, what else? I mean, the combine happened. Cooper, when he was with us, he actually on the DL after the podcast was like, hey, don't cut out the part where I'm not going to. So I actually cut that from the interview. He was like, I'm not going to run at the combine. Turns out he didn't do any of the drills at the combine. And probably smart. He's not the only one. Marvin Harrison Jr. didn't do anything.
Yeah, I find it actually interesting that more guys don't just do.
Why would you?
I mean, you got some guys that are taking off like the last three or four games of the college football season. Like,
what does the combine matter?
I'm good. Yeah. Why? What would the combine do for you?
I think pro day is a smart day to train for. I think if you're one of those super high end top guys, you treat the combine as a opportunity to get in front of teams in the meeting room.
For sure. For sure.
That's it.
And pro day, like you get another 4 weeks after the season to train. You know, a lot of those guys came from like Senior Bowl and like East West Shrine and all that stuff. Like, didn't really have a whole lot of time to just solely focus on running fast, jumping high, and bench pressing. So like pro day gives you another 4 weeks to kind of do that. And also, you know, Cooper is still coming off that injury from the fall. So yeah, it's absolutely the right decision not to run. But
if you're one of those high, if you're a first rounder potentially, there's a reason that you're being projected there, and it's because what you've put on tape is really good, right?
Which, like, yeah, which absolutely should be the number one
priority
factor in your draft stock, right? Is what can you do on the field?
Like, if you go and run a 4.55 or a 4.45, at that point, who cares? Like, you've got the tape. Just, it doesn't matter, right? And I think pro day is a good spot to do it because pro day is a little bit more under your control. The combine isn't from you listen to guys. I remember listening.
I mean, Josie says it's like the worst 2 days of his life.
Worst experience he's ever had. You're up at 4 a.m. They're basically poking and prodding.
You're deprived. They don't get fed like that much. Like, you're like starving the whole time. So like, you're not in a position to put your best numbers out there.
No, not even close. You're actually literally in the worst position. They give you like a bagel and cream cheese. Like in the hotel lobby, like and then they're like, hey, go run the fastest 40 you've ever, like, it's just not conducive at all. I wouldn't do it. And this is coming from a long snapper who's 5'10". And if I would have been invited to the combine, you bet your ass I would have been in some compression shorts and a tight shirt, and I would have done every single event, baby. But
you're saying that, yeah.
But if I was a top pick, I wouldn't do it. I just wouldn't do it. It doesn't seem like it's worth it to me. And Logan Lee.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Logan Lee did some combine. I think Tori was doing some combine. Logan actually responded to me, said he'd love to come on the show. So we're going to get that set up here soon. Logan Lee would be a fantastic conversation.
Absolutely.
Dog.
Actually, funny enough, I talked to Pat Anger today, and he said he did 32 reps at 225 last week.
Last week?
Yeah.
Good Lord. What did he do back? Does he know what he did like back for like pro day or a combine?
I don't know. I said, dude, did you really do 32 reps? And he goes, yeah, but it's a lot easier when you don't weigh 225 pounds. Pat's good like, point.
Pat's hefty now.
Yeah, Pat's bigger now. So
Pat put on a little bit of weight.
There's a little, he's walking around at maybe a little rounder than he did when he was walking around the streets of Indianapolis as a colt. So, but I was like, that's still really impressive. 32 reps. I don't care how fat you are. Like,
hell yeah.
That's some strength. No, we were getting in touch with him about being one of the celebs at the golf tournament. But yeah, man, we gotta get some more guests scheduled here, but shows, you know, we're cooking. We're cooking with heat. You guys got anything else exciting we can talk about tonight, or should we just wrap this puppy up?
I want to hear more about everyone's birthday plans.
What?
Yeah, any great gifts? Did mom send you a birthday card, a couple $20 bills? What's going on?
I'm gonna see mom and dad here soon because I'm gonna be back in Denver for a few days.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Spring break.
Spring break's next week.
Yeah.
Going home or are we doing anything?
Going to see the fam for a little bit, and then I'm going to Phoenix actually for the back end. So
gonna hang with Drake.
Gonna hang out with Drake.
I think we're going to try to do something at some point.
Let's go.
I don't know if it's poker or
don't let him take you to the jiu-jitsu gym.
I don't think I'm going to the jiu-jitsu gym, but I'd like to see Drake. I'll talk to him. I'm talking to him tomorrow, so I'll probably ask him about it there. But yeah, I don't know
anything. Spring break, senior year, man. Your time's coming up. How's it feel?
Do you want the honest answer or do you want
yes,
the
give me
answer?
The because yes.
The honest one is that I'm having a panic attack every single day. Like, oh my gosh, there's the real world is finally here. I can't just mess around all the time anymore.
Yeah.
But the diplomatic answer is, hey, you know, it's been a great run. I'm just so grateful for my time at the university, friends and family. It's been so beautiful here.
The sole reason that I trained for the NFL is because I did not want to start the real world yet. Yeah. I wanted another 4 or 5 months of just kind of fucking around pretending I'm an athlete.
Yeah, and it's weird too because, you know, you don't want to no one wants to do 9 to 5 or anything, right? Or like no one wants to do school, but it's like, oh shoot, like school's actually not that bad.
School is not that bad, man. But if you find a job that you like, it's not that bad either.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah.
I would say if you find a career or something that you can do that at least you have some passion about, it's better than school, but that's my opinion.
Yeah, no, it would be cool. Yeah. I don't know. And I'm still trying to figure all that out and a lot of life stuff, but it is what it is.
I remember thinking back in like fourth grade, like, dude, I still have 10 plus years of school left. This is ass. It was so bad. And I liked school back then. Like, it was like, damn. Well,
it's weird. Dude,
fourth and fifth grade might have been peak school.
That was peak school, man, for sure.
Oh, you guys do four square?
Four square?
Four square? Hell yeah.
Everything.
Four square.
Yeah.
No, too. And it's weird because you assume like school's never going to end because it's like all I've ever done.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all.
Yeah. And when you finally get to the point, you're like, oh my God, I don't have to go to school anymore, dude. I still think about that. It's been 7 years.
I think the weirdest thing is when summer break's no longer a thing. It's like,
yeah,
it's middle of July. What am I working 40 hours a week for?
Well, it's true. I kind of get it a little bit because Lauren's a teacher, so she does still have a summer break. So our schedule.
Yeah.
And then you get back into the flow of like, well, now I have a kid. So like, they're going to be in school and they'll have like the school year schedule. So it's like, wow, life really comes back around.
True.
All right. Well,
can I share a combine note?
Absolutely.
Did you guys like the guy who said he doesn't believe in space?
Wow.
That guy's fallen on my draft board.
That dude, if you say that, I told Lauren that if you say that in an interview, teams should automatically knock you down the list of players they should draft.
At least one round.
Dude, you don't believe in space?
Is it better that he also said or other planets?
No,
it's worse.
How is this? I mean, I get that it's far out. No pun
intended. Tyler Owens, potential NFL draft pick.
Yeah,
defensive back, right? Or what?
Yeah, DB.
Yeah, 37 tackles.
Shares the namesake.
Tells me that he's a fucking idiot. I don't want any part of
him. Dude.
You're in a 10-3-8 in the 100? Holy
don't God. Care. Red flag. Doesn't believe in planets, bro.
Doesn't believe in planets. How the hell do you expect the guy to believe in cover two?
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
Tell you what, man. If this guy doesn't believe in planets rotating around the solar system, how is he going to talk about rotating on the defense? I tell you what.
Don't let Colin Cowherd see this. He's going to be pissed when he finds out that this guy doesn't believe in planets.
That was wild to me.
Is this what's worse, this or Laremy Tunsil?
Yes. Laremy Tunsil proven that he like, hey, let him smoke a bong or two.
Like, yeah, it's like he's actually
Laremy Tunsil didn't put that out there, right?
True.
This guy willingly admitted to the whole world that he's a fucking idiot.
Is there a strategy though of doing this to get your name more out there?
Could be, but I don't know if it's a good one.
Yeah, I don't know.
My one recommendation before we go is just go back and watch Chris Jones 40 from his time at the combine.
Whew. What about? Is it pretty fast?
Nope.
strong 40 that he put out. Just that's my recommendation. If no one's seen it, just type in Chris Jones 40-yard dash.
A couple of years ago now, right?
Yeah, it's been a few years.
That was a long.
And his career is working out just fine too. So who knows? Maybe this guy who doesn't believe in space, he'll be fine. Be starting a Super Bowl here soon. Thank you guys for joining us. This is really the Slapdick Friendship Podcast revamp here, but a fun one. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Until then, peace. Hey, thanks for listening to the show. If you want more, you can check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube by searching Washed Up Walk-Ons. And if you're interested in supporting the show, head over to patreon.com/washedupwalkons, where you can find bonus podcasts, merchandise, and other cool perks. Best part, half of your subscription benefits the kids at UI Children's Hospital. We'll see you next time. Hawks by a million.